Weeks have turned into months for the tens of thousands of Michiganders facing the COVID pandemic from nursing homes, assisted living facilities, and other kinds of senior housing. In the early days of the pandemic, facilities and public health officials faced major challenges protecting both the physical and mental health of those residents. Nearly a third of the state's COVID deaths have been in nursing homes. A state task force just released a new report with recommendations on how the state should prepare facilities for future waves of COVID outbreaks. Michigan Radio's Will Callen has been digging into this and joins us now. Hi, Will.
Hi, April.
So the task force's recommendations, are there ways in which they differ from what Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration was already doing and already recommending?
Yeah, in some ways. So the recommendations, they address the state's entire health system, not just the governor's policies. So running from local health departments to the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. One of the recommendation areas was resource allocation. So it acknowledged that nursing homes were not prioritized during the first wave when it came to PPE or personal protective equipment distribution, and that they should be alongside hospitals. It also said that nursing homes need to have better access to testing, and it even proposed kind of a statewide lab system for the exclusive use of nursing homes if they need testing during a wave. There's also a section about quality of life. You know, people recognize that the other health threat in nursing homes right now is isolation. The report is recommending that we start allowing outdoor visits, which can be done safely at nursing homes. And then, you know, one really notable example of a state policy that's been affirmed is the regional hub policy, which selected nursing homes that had the ability to isolate recovering COVID-19 patients in separate wings.
I know the regional hub policy was super controversial. Can you unpack for us what the report recommends?
Yeah, so in general, it says that the policy worked and should be extended, but what it's saying is that the selection process for these facilities needs to be more rigorous. When the facilities were first selected in April, officials were rushing to get them and their isolation wings opened, and I think that they all appreciate now that we have more time to make sure that homes have adequate staff, have performed well in the past with things like infection control. And so if Whitmer takes that recommendation, we would be seeing entirely new facilities being selected. And another report came out this week, too. It was from the Center for Health and Research Transformation at the University of Michigan, and it focused more specifically on hubs. And even though its results are preliminary, it has so far found that hubs performed pretty well. The group's executive director is Marianne Udow Phillips, and she said that in general, for all nursing homes, what we're finding is that the relationship between these facilities and the state should transition from one that's more based on punishment to one based on collaboration.
I'm hoping that this experience with COVID-19 teaches us that our approach should not be one that's focused on punitive citations, sanctions. It should be one that is approached with training, tools, and a learning environment.
Well, another issue that the task force's report got to was staffing. And we saw last month there was another nursing home in Metro Detroit whose staff were threatening to strike. What's in this report for staff concerns?
Yeah, so the report acknowledges that being a nurse, especially a certified nursing assistant, is not easy. So it suggests that we guarantee them more paid leave time and give them more training so that they know how to respond to infection outbreaks. And the report does not get into specifics about things like pay increases for these workers.
One more thing. Governor Whitmer's handling of nursing homes has become a big political talking point for Republicans in Lansing. Republicans at the state, and some even at the federal level, have said Whitmer's executive orders may have put some elderly folks in nursing homes in harm's way or made them more susceptible to infection. Were there ways in which the report addresses those criticisms?
So, yeah, in a way, I mean, by affirming that the regional hub policy worked and actually largely kept residents as safe as possible, it was kind of denying those claims from state Republicans. So to give a little background, Senator Peter Lucido, he introduced a bill in June that would have replace the regional hub strategy and set up entirely separate recovery facilities throughout the state. And it was fairly clear that this was, you know, politically motivated. What Lucido and other Republicans were doing was they're actually kind of mimicking what was going on at the federal level. There had been similar critiques from, for example, Representative Steve Scalise from Louisiana. He sent Whitmer and other Democratic governors a letter this summer demanding nursing home data. Last week, the U.S. Department of Justice sent a similar letter asking for the same thing and threatening to open a civil rights investigation, which Whitmer said she would comply with, but dismissed as partisan. As for the Michigan Republicans, in a tweet this week, the House Republicans, they responded to the task force report. They called it courageous, and they said it was courageous because it was recommending changes to the governor's policy. This is, frankly, a pretty dishonest interpretation of the report, because the report and the people on it, they worked really closely with the governor, and again, they affirmed that her policies worked in a lot of ways. What I think it shows, actually, is that state Republicans and Democrats are actually on the same page about this issue. They agree about how we need to better protect our seniors.
Will Callen covers COVID and nursing homes for Michigan Radio. Will, thank you so much.
Thanks, April.